Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The military pharmaceutical industrial complex that rules this nation and most nations on earth is desperately trying to set the precedent to forcibly inject us, spray our food, and adulterate our food with different, quote, vaccines, many of which the new generations are made up of live viruses that attack the brain to, quote, cure you of drug addiction, actually eating the brain cells, receptors that pick up the normal endorphins you get when you make a sale in business or do a good job in basketball or get that date with that girl you've been sweet on for years. It eats that part of the brain. You couldn't make this stuff up. They're trying to force children from England to Texas to take the HPV live cancer virus shot that's killed a whole bunch of people and caused horrible, agonizing, accelerated autoimmune deaths that look and act like Ebola. You cannot make this up. Mayday, mayday, mayday. And now, in a school district right outside D.C., they are telling people it's the law. You'll be arrested if you don't take shots, and they play a trick and expel you for claiming you violated their rules, and then they come after you for being expelled because they won't let you back in until you've had the shots, and they don't tell you there's no law to take the shots, and they're supposed to tell you that by state and federal law. See, 50 years ago when they started mandating vaccines, people said, well, we don't have to take any shots. They said, well, it's just a mandate. You just opt out. And they said, oh, well, it's a waiver. Now you got to sign a waiver. Now they're trying to phase the waiver out. There's no law. They just do it. It was the same thing with churches. It all started in the 1950s. The bankers took over in 1913, but they didn't make their move until the 1950s with the comprehensive annual financial reports, the double set of books, the foreign corporations buying up the government. They didn't make their move till the 50s. They told churches, well, you don't have to be tax-exempt, but if you'd like to be tax-exempt, you already don't have to pay taxes under the First Amendment as a church, but just sign this form, and it's much easier. And the heads of the denominations, Catholic, Protestant, different sects, demanded this of their different sub-churches, their different parishes, and their different dioceses, and they did this, and now they come into churches with guys in SWAT teams and say, you didn't do 501c3, you're not allowed to operate. There is no law, but the cops can't find the U.S. on a globe. The cops don't know how many continents there are. The cops are just like the general public, dumber than dirt on average, or they just follow orders, and I've seen them take church after church. I've seen them take children in Austin because the parents said no to vaccines when there is no law. You ask how they do it? How did they take people 90 years ago in this country by the hundreds of thousands and cut their tubes or castrate the men? They sent by a new division, health workers, that were part of the Eugenics Records Office, federally funded in 25-plus states, 30-plus that had semi-systems doing that, but the 25 that did it completely. And the police didn't know. They just thought it was the health department. Why? It's men in white uniforms. They're outside the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And they built this whole system up on that. And it is a reign of terror that we are now under and intensifying. And if they're able to set the precedent to arrest you, if you don't take vaccines, the sky's the limit. And they're going to inject us as they're trying to do. They're trying to make it mandatory, quote, recommended, but then they call it mandatory, to take three new classes of vaccines that are live virus that actually attack the brain. You are not going to shoot me up with it. And for cops out there listening that don't believe me, go to Google and type vaccines that cure drug addiction. And it'll be glowing articles in AP, Reuters, London Guardian, BBC, American Medical Association. But then read deeper into the article, and it'll say that it's a live cancer virus redesigned to go into the brain and create microplaque tumors in the receptor sites and actually kill. And a virus eats. That's what they do. They go in, they inject into the port, program the brain cell to reproduce more of the viruses, and they go in and they eat every receptor site. Go read it. Go read the horror. Calmly stated. Listen to me. This is science fiction nightmare on steroids. This is red level bioweapons attack in plain view against us all. We've got to wake up.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, she is the wife of Frank Zappa, four great children with him. I noticed that Liesl was here in Austin yesterday, but we didn't want to call her and bug her and try to get both of them on air at the same time. But I think this interview is going to go well, and perhaps we'll be able to get Liesl Zappa on. A very accomplished musician in his own right. Frank Zappa, of course, was a classical composer, rock and roll composer, great musician in his own right. We had Warren Cucurillo on several times with Duran Duran, and also he was with Frank Zappa's band, and he's also got a lot of best-selling songs that he's produced and written himself. And I was aware of Frank Zappa. I'd read a lot of his writings. I had agreed with him on a lot of things, but once we brought him up a few months ago, again on air, everybody started sending me clips of him on Crossfire and clips of him in interviews and radio shows and articles he'd written and sections of books he'd done. And I knew that he'd advised major governments' finances, and the feds had gotten mad and demanded they stop. And then I went and saw him give interviews where he warned about race-specific bioweapons and how AIDS was engineered and how the government was poisoning us by design. And I have to tell you, he was saying this in the 80s. He was saying this right up until he died in the early 90s. And now I've spent over a year researching this. I've done it. I've researched it years before, but now I'm really an expert on it. I've made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which I'll send you a copy of, Gail. And just my respect level, I already respected Frank Zappa, but now it's one thing to be Alex Jones and people think I'm breaking all this in 2007. But to be Frank Zappa, and of course I know his dad was a you know, chemist and top scientist for the military. And I know Frank had a very high IQ, and so did his dad. So Frank had kind of been on the inside of this, too. But I have to tell you, I have seen no one more ahead of things in a more accurate fashion, I mean, dead-on accurate, than Frank Zappa. And so we've got his wife on with us, his widow on with us today. And, Gail, it is a real honor to have you.
Thank you so much.
You know, there's so much to talk about. We could talk about the book and things he said in the book, things he left out, whatever you want to, how far you want to go. But just, talking about Frank, you've got the floor.
Okay, well, first of all, let's just be, let's not do what the government does. Let's not mix fact with fiction and act like the whole thing is factual. And in fact, Frank's father was not a top government scientist. I don't know where you got that from.
Oh, that's like an encyclopedia.
He was a math teacher and a history teacher. And actually, my father was in the military and was a nuclear physicist, so maybe there's a connection there.
Well, three different encyclopedias say that he did work for the government research. Maybe that's wrong.
Yes, he did, but I think that it was largely where he submitted himself as for patch tests.
Gotcha.
For chemical warfare tests, you know.
Absolutely. So, tell us how you met Frank, really behind the scenes stuff, things we don't know about this amazing individual.
Well, you're talking about things that Frank said. You mentioned things that Frank had written about, like race-specific weaponry and things like that. But all of that is as Frank did the research, and I think he shares that in his book. You can find most of the basis for that in the congressional records for various hearings, and especially in the late 60s when they were conducting hearings on allocating funds for that kind of research, and that's where you see it, and then it goes underground after that.
That's exactly what my research and other research shows. You see them funding in 71 an autoimmune virus for population. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
How did Frank discover all this? I mean, what got him on to that trail of investigation?
Well, I think that it's not so much that he's a fanatic about that sort of thing or that he was a conspiracist, no offense, but he, he's just a guy who was very observant and he was quite rational. Most people are not as rational as they think. They make decisions all the time that are completely irrational, but there's some sort of justification for it in their head, so they think they're being rational, but they're basing their information on a misunderstanding or a lack, an extreme lack of factual information. And Frank was very good at synthesizing information. I mean, I think that's why he was such a great composer. I mean, that's a reflection of his ability in that he was a great arranger, and every instrument got its own little voice, which you can clearly hear in his compositions. And if you can do that, then you can pay attention, you can listen, you can watch, you can see, you can process information in a way that the average person is really not as proficient in. Because, musicians, one thing musicians do, unlike most people, is they spend a lot of time in the present making their art. Most people live in the past or in the future, but they're not present.
What do you think Frank Zappa, your late husband, would think of the world today, the war on liberty, the two different wars our government's launched, the new war they want to launch? What would Frank Zappa, nobody knows him better than you, Gail, I would imagine, would be saying today?
I told you so. I think that's what he would say, because he predicted all of this.
He predicted we would be, and I have video of him saying this, in a fascist dictatorship, that we were going into one.
Yeah. But the theocratically based, yes, absolutely.
Now, there are different accounts of this, Gail, and forgive me for moving fast. There's just so much I want to ask you. I do see different accounts of different European governments that he was advising, and one government where they wanted him to be, basically the main tactician with the development of their economy, and that the U.S. government got mad and threatened sanctions if they appointed Frank. Is that accurate, and which governments were those?
Well, it was actually the Czech Republic, is now the Czech Republic, and it was Czechoslovakia, And he was appointed as a trade ambassador, which meant that he was, we had to file papers as acting as a foreign agent. And then his responsibility was really to help develop businesses and promote the arts. And actually what happened as a result of that is there was a scheduled visit from the vice president, but James Baker, who was the head of the Treasury, State Department at the time, formerly the head of the Treasury when the PMRC was invented, said, you know, went to visit and had a private meeting with the ministers, and we understand it that he said, it's Frank Zappa or it's the U.S. government. That's it. That's who you're going to do business with. So, but Frank's main objective was to warn them that if you do business the American way to get those American dollars, it will be disastrous to your economic opportunities.
Because the IMF and World Bank that our government controls or dominates always try to basically have neo-mercantilism where they control your economy.
Pretty much. I think that's true. But although Frank didn't specifically say that, he just said that you have the chance to, you know, break the bonds of the of business as usual, and you can step out into a whole new set of opportunities that you can create for yourself if you do business your own way and not the current model.
He also was censored a lot, and can you, I mean, give us a synopsis on them trying to keep his music off the radio? I mean, why were they so threatened by Frank Zappa from early on?
Well, you have to understand that it's corporations that are, have business line, bottom line, and they don't want anything to interfere with their commercial revenues. So someone like Frank, who makes you stop and listen, is dangerous to your format. I think that's the simplest explanation. But he, so he was banned from, you know, radio, and he was definitely banned from primetime television. So the only way he got airplay was on college radio stations and FM when it first started.
Can you imagine what Frank would be doing today with the internet?
Yes, and if you read his book, you'll see that he invented the idea of, you know, distributing music over telephone lines, because that's something that he copyrighted in 1983 and wrote about in his book in 1989. Which is not to say that it would have been free, by the way.
Well, he was certainly, I mean, just an incredible visionary. There's so many facets of Frank Zappa. What did you find to be the most interesting about your husband?
I think his sense of humor. Well, his whole perspective, really, but his sense of humor primarily. Just his brain didn't work like most people's brains, in my experience. Not that I know most people, but it would, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody else like him.
Now, Frank Zappa's, I mean, at least from my perspective, people are rediscovering the things that he talked about scientifically, the things he talked about economics, the things he talked about with music, with government. I mean, are you seeing what I'm seeing from my limited perspective, Gail Zappa, that he's being rediscovered right now?
I think it's interesting that all those clips are now available out there, and I like that people are sharing that. And I do think that it's making sense in a larger context when you can see, when you can actually begin to see who your enemy really is. I mean, Frank has always been a patriot in this particular sense, that democracy, which was our greatest export, has been, it was a great, it's a great idea. It's one of the greatest ideas of mankind. And that was something that he was fully in support of, and because he believed in freedom of expression, and especially for artists, freedom of artistic expression.
Well, now we're exporting torture and lies and propaganda.
Well, yeah, imperialism.
Gail Zappa, the widow of the legendary Frank Zappa, is on the line with us. I'm very honored to have her joining us. We're going to come back after this quick break and really talk about any subject or issues with Frank. It's such a huge pantheon of things. I don't even know where to start or finish. We'll be right back with Gail Zampa. I'm Alex Jones.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 14, 2007, gold A1380. Old school coins can be purchased for $838.24, $413.10 for half, $206.55 for quarter. That's $838.24, $413.10, and $206.55. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and increment implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Gail Zampa, the widow of legendary Frank Zappa,
Go tell that long tongue
is our guest.
Go and tell that
and we were just talking during the break about his book that came out in 88, and there were some things that he didn't put in the book, and I hadn't gotten in my conversation with her exactly why, but she said she was happy to talk about that because obviously I want to bring things forward that people have never heard or didn't know directly from his wife, Gail Zappa. So, Gail, again, anything that you think people need to know that Frank didn't think the world was ready for and that he unfortunately was taken from us early in 1993?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, I think that Frank didn't think the world was ready for a lot of things, including sex, considering who's breeding. But I think that in his book, there were some specific references to the Bush administration or the future of a Bush administration that he left out because he felt that it wasn't probably, you know, really relevant to the whole arc of the book to suddenly end in that particular thing. But it's too bad because it would have been very interesting.
Oh, it's certainly pertinent now. I mean, certainly pertinent now after another administration, two administrations of another Bush. Can you give us any tidbits of his notes or what he left out?
Well, I don't know that I can be very specific. I'd have to go back. I didn't do the research for this particular show. I could do that at another time.
Oh,
but
no.
I think that one of the things was certainly it's no mystery and no mistake that Bush Sr. was the head of the CIA and that there are various operations that people, congressmen don't even get to vote on, that the government's responsible for.
So he was writing, what about the shadow government or clandestine black ops? Or?
Well, sort of, yes, exactly. I would say clandestine ops, but they were more based on the favors, perhaps, in favor of religious evangelical you know, I mean, here's what you have to do. If you could go back in time and see the kind of shows that were being put together by people like Pat Robertson and the 700 Club and that sort of thing, and you could see direct link to clandestine government ops at a later time.
Oh, absolutely. And now that's come out that a lot of evangelicals are even used in third world countries as government ops and that they're domestically here running a political operation through religion. And I knew Frank had publicly spoken about that. You're saying he left some of that out of the book?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he was quite adamant about taxing churches. Because the monies are unbelievable, and the ways they get used are not things that responsible people in a democracy should be practicing.
Well, I agree with that, but if the government comes in with an attack on the First Amendment, they're only going to use that to go after churches that don't agree with them, and they're going to leave the big corrupt ones alone.
Well, that's the situation that you have. I mean, Frank certainly said this. No, once the government attacks any premise of any religion, all the religions will come back in support of whatever that religion is, whether they disagree with it or not, because it's their own, it's in their backyard. And so you do have that situation. So consequently, you know, I think it's time that everybody start a church.
Exactly. Then we could bring ourselves from underneath the purview of this big federal monopoly. Now Frank described himself as a conservative, but not in the manipulated modern term.
Well, I think he's a conservative in the sense of ethics and business practices. So I think financially he's conservative.
What would Frank have thought of Ron Paul?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that much about Ron Paul myself, and I hesitate to make predictions about what Frank would have thought. I just know that Frank is one of those people. This is my personal theory from living with Frank and my own observation. But I think that there are some people that appear on the planet from time to time that have very broad vistas in which they can detect patterns, so that some people might have the room they're sitting in inside their head, but other people can have the scope of the entire universe, for instance, Einstein, inside his head, so he can figure out the stuff, right? So people that have the ability to put the entire universe and whatever's beyond that inside their head can see patterns that the rest of us can only even guess at, if at all.
Beautiful. Getting out of the box in a huge way. Final segment, quick break. Long segment coming up with Gail Zampa. And definitely, Gail, I'd love you to dig through those notes. We'd be honored to have you on again.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Some folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. The red, yeah, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hell to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you.
Welcome back. Gail Zampa, widow of Frank Zampa, is our guest. The website is Zampa.com, Zappa.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com and TruthNews.us, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. And the book still in print is the Real Frank Zampa book, And I haven't read it, but let me tell you, it's on my list of reading. I've read passages of it. I've seen online and seen several speeches and TV interviews he did and radio interviews. We've got a never-before-heard interview he did with a big German writer who's still alive. We're going to get on soon. A lot of powerful stuff, and we've been authorized to post that up on the web, the audio of it. So that's going to be up the next few weeks. We've just got so much going on here because Frank Zappa, you know, even if you don't agree with everything he said, was truly a visionary. And I like what Gail was saying about kind of this wide spectrum, you know, larger vistas. And I don't claim to have a huge vista, but larger than many who can't even find the U.S. on the globe, thanks to the governmental education systems by design, dumbing people down. I was talking to Gail about what I do is I have a good knowledge of history. I've studied it. It's very interesting. Then I look at that as a lens and place it over the future and the larger vista I see. And then that gives us trends in human behavior. And Gail, can you give me your take on that statement?
Well, yeah, I just think that you have to be wary because history is written by the, you know, the people that end up being in charge. So it's kind of like electricity. There's people that are in charge. They are the ones that are causing all the furor always. You know, so, yeah, I think that that is an interesting option that we have to look at the past and therefore say that, you know, human nature is such that you can definitely see that this is going to continue until people wake up. So the question is, how do you get people to wake up? And I think one of the ways that you do that is you doubt everything. Frank wanted to put up billboards all over the country that said, doubt it. Just learn to say that. I doubt it. And then that's one step toward examining information. And then, you know, just end suffering. Let's stop. If you start with the premise that people, there's no reason for people to suffer, then you want to end suffering, you're going to go a long way toward peace in our life, in our planet time.
Well, it really does just start with finding out what your true goals are and how we can do better things in society. I guess most people never even really think about that.
I think that's true. I think I know that Frank, you know, he had a few things to say about that sort of thing. He said, for one thing, that the universe works whether or not you understand it, and he also said that if you want to understand something, you have to stand under it. So it's a big lesson in humility to not take yourself so seriously, and it will help you expand your horizons enormously, I think.
Well, that's the thing I've learned. It's the old cliche, but the more I learn, the more I learn that I don't know that much.
That's right. And then the other thing that I like to say is, if you want to take a real vacation, far away from everything and everyone, try reality. There's no one there to bother you.
Oh, that's certainly true, Gail. Gail, I just threw it out at you during the last break that so many jewels that we know of that came from Frank Zappa and your family and you and your great children and, you know, so much great music and art, you know, there's a lot of hidden treasures, a lot of jewels that people don't know, and I have no idea what you're going to say, and I'm putting you on the spot here because I didn't do a pre-interview with you, but what are some things about Frank that we don't know? I mean, what are some of the ideas and things that he never really discussed that now in hindsight you think people ought to know about?
Well, I think that he did discuss most of the things that he wanted to share with people. It just, people don't have access to all that information. And, you know, people used to read a lot more than they do now. But one thing for certain that he was good at is educating his audience so that in all of his shows, you know, he was one of the most heavily bootlegged artists of all time because he never played the same show twice. And one of the reasons for that is because he was constantly experimenting. And he had a thorough knowledge of most of the major composers he was familiar with in the last century. And so he would always introduce musical ideas so that his audience would develop an ear for that. So they would, you know, accept things that they'd never heard before. Because, you know, you could couch it in rock and roll, because rock and roll is simply defined by the instrumentation. If you have your basic piano, bass, and drums, and guitar, that tells people that it's rock and roll. And you can play anything in that context with those instruments, they'll believe it's rock and roll. So he was very keen on educating the musical taste of his audience. He didn't want anybody to be left out. He wanted everybody in on the inside track. So it was the same way about information. I mean, you know, you make fun of things like Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, which seems so obvious, but no one else is telling you, okay, this is your first basic piece of information about what is the obvious, and if the obvious is true. And in that case, Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, that's a good thing to know. Don't eat it. Because why? Because, you know what it could be. But he started with the most basic principles to tell people, here is real information. Even though it sounds funny and puerile, it's real information and it's useful.
Well, I think that's really where it starts is not, I mean, you can boil it down to doubt it or learn to say I doubt it, but also just learn to analyze and ask yourself where things come from. I don't think young people even think about where a steak in, you know, in the plastic wrap at the store comes from, or where power that comes into a light bulb comes from, and the processes that bring that to you. Or people don't even think about the fact that we're on a planet hurtling through space around a giant sun, or that we're out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And I think just thinking about that every day crushes my ego, and I still have a huge ego, but crushes my ego down to the point where I can realize that we're in such a larger, limitless universe, and you know, then being a few pounds overweight and feeling insecure, you know, isn't as important anymore, you know, and that's what drives so many people in our culture. Or, you know, my nose doesn't look right. I'm not a good person because they say this is the image of beauty. Learning there's a Madison Avenue there that wants to make you feel insecure so they can sell you products in the name of being secure. I mean, there's thousands of things, but just waking up that there's bigger things and larger things and hidden agendas, I think that's the start of freedom.
I think so, yes. I agree with you there. And I think that Frank was absolutely... I mean, his name meant free. Frank, is that, that's what it means, is free. And I think that that's his first and most important idea, that, you know, to be free. And he said that, you know, he was only limited by his freedom. And if you think about it, it is very limiting, because if you want to be truly free, you can only be that all the time. And any step you take away from that is a mistake and a misstep and a disastrous calamity for freedom.
Gail, in the time we've got left with you, and I would definitely love for you to dig through some notes and, you know, come back on to share Frank's perspective and knowledge with people. Any other facets to his concern about race-specific bioweapons and their future? And he also believed that they were currently being used via AIDS. I mean, behind the scenes, I mean, did he ever say, "Oh, this is horrible. We got to warn people"? Or I mean, was there off the record concern? Because he always did it so focused and just you know deadpan when he was talking about it, or like areas where he discovered this, or when he got involved or concerned about it.
I just think that it is part of the person that he was. You know, he was always that way. When you think about the kind of level of the work that he was doing at the age of 24, it's hard to imagine that he wouldn't have already have figured out most of that stuff, which I think is the case. You know, he was always very interested in manipulation, the government manipulating people and buying into that. I mean, it's not that like the government is necessarily a bunch of evil people that are doing that, but there are evil people that take advantage of a situation for their own reasons, their own agenda, which are usually have to do with greed. I think that that's pretty obvious, and historically, you know, you can see the evidence of that in every direction.
I mean, that's what PR is all about, but somehow they convince the public that none of that even exists, that there's nobody trying to influence you. And just believe whatever you see, kind of like we're rats released in some maze and we should never question the confines. So,
well, it's like what, I mean, look, a perfect example of the kind of stuff that Frank would have had a really great laugh over is Blackwater reinventing their logo to reinvent their, their sort of current agenda, which is just seem more corporate and therefore safer and more under some sort of control, whereas their logo before suggested that they were definitely on the prowl for an a prey that didn't even know that it was powerful.
Well, Gail, let me ask you, the question, your view on this. They first got rid of Posse Comitatus to allow the military to engage in domestic law enforcement. They destroyed that line, that wall, in the war on drugs. Now they're saying Blackwater, with total immunity that cops and military don't have, is going to operate domestically and be given all these billions of dollars to do it. I mean, that is right out of the textbook checklist of a tyranny, of a police state, to have mercenaries.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the question that no one seems to be asking, really, and no one seems to be up in arms about this, is where is their allegiance? Who do they swear their allegiance to? I mean, now they're calling themselves Blackwater Worldwide. What does that mean? At least our own military swears allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And by the way, any candidate to run for president should be willing to go on record saying that they will protect the Constitution of the United States of America. That's something that Frank said when he was running. That he said all you have to do to make your point is stand up for the Constitution, because they can't. They can talk about lowering taxes. They can talk about all these other things that they can do for you, but until they actually say, "I will protect the Constitution of the United States of America," then you don't have a real candidate. So my question about Blackwater gets back to where is their allegiance? Because they're sitting here discussing jurisdiction over prosecution of those people that slaughtered the 17.
And by the way, the FBI and the Army reports say they killed them in cold blood, and then the State Department says, well, they are above the law. I mean, they've been given God level now.
Well, yeah, and above what law? I mean, there's a basic law. They're not above the basic law called murder, even if it's not murder one.
Well, it's definitely a dangerous precedent. Now they're going to be operating openly, coast to coast, border to border, in the United States. Gail, where do you see all of this developing? Where do you see all this going?
Well, what I see is that I think, like the 60s, and I could be real wrong about this, but here's my prediction, that like the 60s, there will be another revolution. And basically, the 60s was just a jump in consciousness, which we didn't really fare too well, given what we were given. As history has proven, but I think there will be another leap just like that, and that's what I think evolution actually is evolution in consciousness. And once that happens, I think that it's possible that in the very near future, you could win a presidential election by popular vote with no party.
The establishment knows that.
Yep.
And that's why they're moving with these admitted companies run by the government. CIA runs three of them. NSA head runs the other one, former NSA head. Their own engineers go public and testify before state houses. They were hired for fraud, but still it just rolls forward. So they know that revolution's coming. They're trying to preempt it.
Well, I don't think they can. What I think they're actually trying to do is protect their real agenda, which is, once you have corporate affiliations on a worldwide level with, across borders, where people are buying into, let's say, a major entertainment corporation that crosses every border, then I think you have allegiance by large numbers of people from every country that's very dangerous, because that's when the government can be taken down everywhere.
Well, you're right. New systems are going to form outside of the global corporate system that's going to rival them. And this is a revolution, looking into the future, that I see unseating the elite. And even the new British military report they put out for the future says that the population is going to attempt to overthrow the old existing order. And they admit they're positioning the police state to counter us. The problem is the police state is made up of the people. It's made up of the population.
Yes and no, and they're being made to feel special while the rest of the population is made to feel like victims. I mean, that's social engineering that's going on as we speak.
And oh, you're absolutely right. There's certainly a lot of thugs that want the power.
Or thugs that buy into whoever they perceive as the power, which is more important, because they're not going to be in control. Somebody's going to be controlling them.
That's right. They're being used literally as cannon fodder. Gail Zappa, it's been an amazing interview. I want to thank you for coming on with us. I do want to get you on in the next month or so, and I want to get Dweezil, your son, on as well, who was just here playing in Austin. In the last minute we've got left, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I hope that people will go out and check out the shows, because I think that Dweezil is doing a stunning job bringing what is called music. I don't know, a lot of people claim to have heard about it, but I think this is your chance to go hear it for real.
That's right. He's playing Frank's music.
He is. It's called Zappa Plays Zappa.
So type that into Google and find out the next city or town that Dweezil and his band are going to be in. And again, Gail, I'd like to get Dweezil on as soon as possible to plug his events. And I know he's in a grueling schedule, and to talk about his father as well, because I'm trying to, I mean, not that he was ever undiscovered, but I'm trying to kindle an even greater interest in Frank Zappa, because I really am just extremely impressed with his foresight. And that he was concerned with the very same issues that I have on my own research been led to, you know, to know are the key to what we're facing in this society. So, again, I'm very thankful to you and your late husband and your whole family for the work they do. Zappa.com, thanks for defending the First Amendment and free speech. Again, Zappa.com. Gail, thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless. All right, folks, there goes Gail Zappa. I tell you, he was talking about race-specific bioweapons, how they engineered AIDS in the 80s, in 83. I mean, no wonder they shut him up. No wonder they shut him down. I asked her during a break if he thought they killed him with cancer, you know, and she said, well, I know they have race-specific cancers, but and I know they have cancers they can give you. But no, he thought they did it when he was a kid, trying to cure his asthma, pumping up his nose and into his lungs radioactive material. That's what Frank thought. I'm sure Frank's probably right. We'll come back, get into a bunch of other news, a ton of info, and a surprise guest in the next hour as well. Stay with me.
I'm gonna leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the muse was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of law.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw a film today. Boys.
Later in the next hour, I'm trying to get one of these school officials on from this Maryland suburb of D.C. where they're trying to say it's the law, you got to take vaccines. Big article Paul Watson just posted. We need to warn people. They are putting bioweapons in the vaccines. They've done it. They've been caught thousands of times. The criminals run the government. This is a huge eugenics op. The idiot nurses and idiot teachers and idiot principals don't know this. That's why they think it's okay to lie and tell them it's the law, because it's for their own good. Just tell them it's the law. Suspend them and then arrest them. You know, we're doing something bad for the good. No law says parents have to get their children vaccinated. Paul, good job. We need to add a headline like, schools lying or schools falsely arresting children for not taking vaccines. Okay, that's what it is. I'm sick of it. It's just outrageous in your face. They treat you like you're complete idiots, and you buy into it. How many of us do they have to kill before we stop trusting these people? The cops know to not take the vaccines. I want to tell you about a great sponsor, and then we're going to get back into the news. Oh, I just dropped like 500 articles that had stacked up literally in front of me all over the floor. That's just great, including today's stack. Coco Mojo is one of the great, incredible new products from the folks that bring you Innerfood at enerfood.com. Go to prisonplanet.com and link through via the Innerfood banner to get 10% off on their healthy coffees, their cocoa powders, their best green food out there called Innerfood. But they also have the Coco Mojo, the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate from Inner Health Botanicals, new products, the makers of Innerfood. And more Americans crave chocolate than any other food. That is why we've created the delicious hot cocoa product that retains all of its natural health properties. Plus, we have added additional immune and performance herbs. I'm going to have to get that for my kids. Our Cocoa Mojo hot cocoa mix is a healthy cocoa made from pure organic and free trade cocoa beans and is naturally sweetened, no fillers, additives, or chemicals. And it goes on with all the great stuff that they put immune-boosting properties. Just go check it out on the Innerfood website, enerfood.com, or give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get a 10% discount, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, and get their Innerfood, folks. That's their main product. By the way, a plug for Endgame. It's gone as high as 23 on the total Amazon chart. It's gone to number 3 in their documentaries. There's on the total Amazon chart, one documentary is number 7. If you go buy it today, you get $5 off to begin with. You get great Amazon shipping right to you for free. And you can give it as gifts. Go buy 4 or 5 copies. Today is the day. Today is the day to drive it to number 1. Go buy it. Go to prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. There's links right to the subpage of Amazon, or just type Endgame into Amazon. Find the video, the new film that shows the global master plan. You'll never take one of their vaccines again, I assure you. Give it to your family members that don't understand why they can't trust these criminals that run our society. And order a bunch of copies of it. Your Christmas shopping's done. No fighting traffic. No doing buying fruitcakes. Endgame. Endgame. Get Endgame. Drive it to number 1.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.